This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Not to get too existential here, but what is the point of it all? Leaving the world a better place than you found it? Leaving a mark, perhaps? After studying American families, an NYU anthropologist has concluded that the point of it all is finding a way to pay for your kids' college. Caitlin Zaloom's new book is called Indebted, How Families Make College Work at Any Cost. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.
And so, I don't know, you think about what is the point of being middle class in America? You know, it's to get a house that you own, a car, enough money so you have an occasional vacation. But actually, your book argues that one of the central organizing principles of being middle class is actually worrying about the college costs.
That's right. And especially worrying about the college costs because it is the most important way today that families can open up opportunities for their kids. The way that people experience themselves as middle class is by parenting, by making sure that their children can have opportunities that parents themselves didn't have.
We have three kids who are now adults, but they were very concerned about how much we help them with the college costs. And we would always say, my spouse and I, that this is the most important thing we could spend money on, is helping you get these opportunities.
I think that that idea is very much about what it means to be middle class. Of course, that opportunity has not been available for many, many Americans historically or today. But I think that that promise is what middle class parents focus on.
But it's a nightmare because you also have other duties as a parent.
That's right. And the focus on college, it starts at the moment really that children are born. Parents begin worrying about how they're going to pay for this goal that is 18 years out. But of course, there are many things that they have to pay for in the meantime, like daycare, getting an apartment, or buying a home in a school district that will provide a good education in the meantime.
And the answer to how people pay if they're middle class is in the title of your book, Indebted. I mean, that's the way it's done.
That's right. It is through debt, but it's also through really any means possible. So by drawing down savings, by raiding retirement funds, by taking out second mortgages, by taking on second jobs, we all know that there is more than $1.5 trillion in outstanding student debt and more than 44 million borrowers. But I think we haven't really reckoned fully with what the effect is on our family lives, what the effect is on our relationships between parents and children who have to face down those costs.
Making these sacrifices, going into debt, is there a proper return on investment if the family is able to pull this off?
So we know that college pays off in the long run on average. But I think we also very much need to take account of the ways that debt affects people differently. For instance, women and people of color carry more debt than their white peers. They also have more trouble in the labor market getting compensated.
And you're an anthropologist. You actually met people who really opened up their lives to you on this question. What was the biggest surprise to you?
One of the biggest surprises was just how strongly committed to college and to education all of these families were. And I think that we need to be supporting parents in that idea. It's a historically, very critically American idea, which we don't recognize or support enough.
Bigger than buying a house?
I think it is bigger than buying a house. In fact, I think that buying a house is part of the college endeavor, actually, because people buy houses for the school that their kids might go to, not just for the roof over their heads.
Caitlin Zaloom is a cultural anthropologist, a professor at New York University. The new book is called Indebted, How Families Make College Work at Any Cost. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.